Now, how do you define McCarthyism, sir?
Mr. Huey, I didn't coin the phrase. The Daily Worker originated the phrase. Out of the first paper that used it, it's their phrase. We let them define it.
Now, in
to them, it means, of course, fighting communism. They're putting it the way one columnist did the other day. He said, apparently, McCarthyism means calling a man a communist who is later proven to be one.
Now, I'd like to just ask you this as one American. Have you had any regrets about any of the tactics that you've used in your fight on the State Department, sir? Have you done anything that you wouldn't do if you were doing it again?
Mr. Huey, I think at times we should have hit much harder. I think we understated the number of cases. Take, for example, in the Jessup case. Originally, I said that Jessup was unfit to serve because he had too great an affinity for communist causes. That was the greatest understatement that I've ever made.
Now, Senator, do you think that you have been guilty of any un-Americanism yourself in your efforts to combat what you define as un-Americanism?
If fighting communists and getting a bit rough with them, Mr. Huey, is un-American, then I must plead guilty to being un-American.
Do you think that you used any unfair tactics against Senator Tidings, for instance?
Senator Tidings is the man who defeated Senator Tidings, not MacArthur.
Senator, how about Senator Benton in Connecticut? Are you planning any action against Senator Benton, such as you took against Senator Tidings?
I think it'll be unnecessary. Little Willie Benton, Connecticut's mental midget, keeps on. It'll be unnecessary for me or anyone else to do any campaigning against him. He's doing his campaigning against